You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 287, Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. It was written in the space of just a few minutes, but its message is eternally relevant. This week's Lyrics Undercover is for all the lovers that ever were, that are, and ever will be, the Reverend Al Green's Let's Stay Together. Albert Green, born April 13, 1946, was the sixth of 10 children born to a poor sharecropper in Arkansas. He and his brothers formed a singing group in 1956 called the Green Brothers. Before the group could get very far, though, Al, coming from a very religiously devout family, was forced to leave his home when his father caught him listening to Jackie Wilson. At only 14 years of age, Albert Green was forced to live on his own, and despite the hardship for a boy barely in his teens, Green continued to go to high school and develop his love for music. Just 2 years later, he created another group, Al Green and the Creations, and by 1968, two of the group's members had created their own independent music label, Hotline Music Journal, through which Green met Willie Mitchell, who handed him a rough mix demo tape of the tune for Let's Stay Together. Mitchell had joined up some months before with Al Jackson Jr., a soul drummer for Booker T and the MGs, and the two had jointly written and recorded the musical portion of Let's Stay Together. After hearing Green's vocals on the first album of Al Green and the Soulmates, the name they had adopted after starting the record label, Mitchell knew the only voice that could bring the emotion he and Jackson wanted to the song was Green's. However, when Green first listened to the track, he was hesitant. After only three plays through the demo, Green penned down the lyrics in a matter of 5 minutes' time. Mitchell was amazed at the speed in which the Reverend was able to churn out such meaningful, soulful lyrics. He was sure that Green was exactly who was meant to record the song, but the Reverend was not as positive. He was willing to give up the lyrics he'd written, but he didn't feel he was the right fit for the singing. Mitchell asked him to sleep on it, and after 3 days, Green called him back and set up a time to meet in the studio. After its release in 1971, Let's Stay Together rose to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts and stayed on the charts for 16 consecutive weeks. While Let's Stay Together is Green's biggest hit, he's had 19 different tracks make it to the Billboard Hot 100, including Tired of Being Alone, You Ought to Be With Me, and Call Me, Come Back Home. In October 1974, as his song Sha-La-La Make Me Happy was rising up in the charts, he was brutally attacked by a former girlfriend who broke into his house while the singer was taking a shower and poured boiling grits on him, causing second-degree burns all over his body. She then shot herself with Green's .38 caliber handgun. While some sources cite that this event caused Green's spiritual transformation, Green denies that, saying, "I was born again in 1973. It wasn't an incident that did it. Nothing happened to bring me to Christ except coming into the knowledge of Christ and being transformed in mind and spirit on a particular morning."
Just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? It's being around you is all I see.
The song has been covered dozens of times by numerous artists, but it was most famously covered by Tina Turner in 1982. While it only reached number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100, it did reach number 1 on the U.S. dance charts. It has also appeared in half a dozen films, but most notably in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Other notable performances of the song include the 2009 Grammys, where Green, Justin Timberlake, Keith Urban, and Boyz II Men all performed it live, an impromptu decision by the Grammy committee when Rihanna and Chris Brown had been slated to perform but were in altercation the night before, preventing them from attending. Finally, in January of 2012, President Barack Obama sang a few lines of the song at a benefit where Green was the opening act simply because those organizing it, quote, "didn't believe I would." Let's Stay Together ranked as the 60th greatest song on the Rolling Stones' Top 500 Songs of All Time chart, and it was added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry in 2010, an honor only held for the most influential songs of our time. And while the Reverend Al Green went on to have numerous hit singles, 25 albums, a career in the ministry, a wife and 3 daughters, it could be said that it all began with a song about sticking it out through the good and the bad times, for better or for worse, Let's Stay Together. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Marlissa Doss and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.